Listening practice 4. You are Mei Li. You are researching the things that your school can do to help save energy. You have created the following PowerPoint slides. Listen to a conversation between your teacher, Mr. Kwok, and yourself about making changes to the slides below. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 1.5 minutes to tidy up your answers.
Mr. Kwok, have you looked at my PowerPoint slides?
Yeah, I had a quick glance. You've made some good points, but there are some careless mistakes on the slides. I'm afraid you'll have to correct them.
Oh no, did I make many mistakes, Mr. Kwok?
A few. Let me show you where the mistakes are. Right. Now, look at the title of the first slide. I suppose you want to ask a question about how to conserve energy.
Yes.
You should say, how can we conserve energy? Instead of, how conserving energy, which is incorrect.
Okay, let me correct that now.
And don't forget the question mark, May.
Right, the question mark. What do you think of my suggestions on the first slide?
They are good suggestions, but again, you need to correct the grammatical mistakes in some of the phrases. Look, the first bullet point, set the thermostat as high as possible. I guess what you want to tell people is, when running an air conditioner, they should set the temperature to 23 degrees Celsius. That way, they can keep the room cool and at the same time save electricity.
Yes, that's exactly what I wanted to say. All right, let me correct that. Set the temperature to 23 degrees Celsius.
You've also made a grammatical mistake in the last bullet point. You should say, switch off the lights when you leave a room, not switch down the lights.
Oh dear, I can't believe I wrote that. Let me cross out the preposition down and write the correct one, off, above it.
Perhaps you should add one more point to the first slide. To save energy, we should use energy-efficient light bulbs. That's something that people can easily do to conserve energy.
Yes, that's important.
Now, let's move on to the second slide. The second slide is about the reasons for conserving energy. You need to make the title clearer. Again, you should use a proper question.
Sorry, what do you mean, Mr. Kwok?
Why save is not a proper question.
Okay, I'll change it to, why should we conserve energy?
That's much better. You've given 3 reasons for conserving energy. The first 2 are fine. The 3rd reason needs to be clearer.
We save energy because we want to protect the environment.
Then say it. To protect the environment.
Okay, let me correct that.
Another reason why we need to save energy is that most forms of energy cause pollution. If we consume less energy, then we can lessen pollution and reduce greenhouse gas emissions.
That's a good point. To lessen pollution and to reduce greenhouse gas emissions.
Well, I guess that's all the corrections you have to make.
I'm sorry that they are not very good.
Don't worry, May, they are fine. You just have to correct the mistakes and add in the new information.
Yes, I'll go home and revise the slides tonight. Thank you, Mr. Kwok.
That is the end of Listening Practice 4. You now have 1.5 minutes to tidy up your answers.